Start with the last game, Blake. It was an odd one for you. You took a couple of unusual shots. Was it a ref whistle that got you at one point?
I think it was his elbow.
His elbow. The ref's elbow, too. Okay. And then Couture's elbow?
Yeah.
Did you think that was a bit unintentional, or was it just a fluke run into his elbow thing?
The ref?
No, I don't think the ref would be intentional. I'm thinking more Couture.
No.
Neither one.
I think they're both just, you know. It is what it is. Just bad luck.
Did you have to go in for protocol? Is that why you left for a while?
No, just needed a little rest, you know. Play a lot of mitts this year and down by a goal with 7 minutes left. I just wanted to...
I wasn't suggesting that.
Watch it on TV for a bit on the couch and hang out a little bit.
Okay. How much harder is it to flush a game like that than others?
That's a tough one, obviously, you know, but I think you look at it at the other side of it and it can be a great learning experience. You know, something you'd like to go through middle of March, then middle of April. And that's how we're approaching it, you know. We're going through some adversity, and these types of situations are things that we can, you know, bring us closer and, you know, we get through it on the other end, it's going to make us a better team.
Playing a tough block like you are, Blake, does that also feed into just what you said? That it kind of shows what kind of club you are when you've got to play the Capitals and Tampa Bays and Flames and Bruins in a short stretch here?
Well, we think we're a good team too, so we just got to find a way to get those, you know, win those games. And, you know, the bulk of our work has been pretty good. You know, I think we're probably playing better now than we did at the beginning of the year when we were winning every game. And sometimes that's how it goes. You know, we just, like I said, when things aren't bouncing your way, you know, you gotta stick together and we gotta find a way to grind one out. You know, giving up five at home, you know, that's not gonna win you many games where we'd like to be. So finding a way to limit some of that is a good place to start.
You about the Bruins. I mean, they seem to always be there, and Bergeron and that line and Marchand are having a great season again.
Yeah, those guys, tremendous, you know, chemistry. You know, that line is as effective a line as there is in the league. You know, they play against the other team's best every night, and you know, they produce a ton of the offense for that team as well. So, you know, between that line, you know, Berge and David Krejci. Two premier centers, you know, Z's been there forever. They've always had great goaltending. That sets them up to have a good team every year.
Does lining up across from Marchand provide some unique challenges?
I mean, what are you trying to get at?
What kind of player is? How hard he is to play?
Yeah, he's a great player. You know, he plays extremely hard. He's, you know, always hard on the puck. You know, there's never an easy inch when you play against that line, and it's a matchup that isn't one that you look forward to in the sense that it's going to be an easy night, but one that you look forward to because it forces you to play your best. So, you know, the ability to shut down the other team's best while still providing a ton of offense is a tough thing to do. Those guys do it the best.
On the flip side of parking a loss like the other night, can you go back to the win you had against them in Boston at the end of January and get some stuff from that to put towards tonight's game?
I mean, a little bit. We're missing two of our best players. That hurts, obviously, but it's gonna require the same type of resolve. I mean, we were down in that game, had to claw our way back in the third period. We just got to be prepared for that. You know, they're going to force us to do some things that we're not comfortable with. We got to do the same to them, not allow them to have any easy ice, you know, anywhere, and do that for 60 minutes. We'll see what happens.